John Shaw talking to us here on Diverse FM after netting a goal in the victory over Lincoln. How good was it to be back in and scoring for Luton Town?
Yeah, it's been a frustrating month, I suppose. Obviously, starting like I did, coming on and scoring in my debut, and then, you know, we've had a bit of patchy form. You know, I've been in and out, and now obviously sat on the bench for the last few games. So, yeah, to come back in and score what ended up being the winner, you know, it's almost a perfect game, really.
In pre-season and against Gateshead, you came off the bench and netted. The time's coming down. It was only 2 minutes and possibly your first touch today, was it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, strange to be in such an amount of space. You know, we obviously got set pieces up and, you know, I was told to ground the back, expecting fully for somebody to be there. But as I drifted and nobody came and the ball seemed to take an age to get all that way across, so I was happy for it to be there and obviously see the ball go in.
Does that thinking time sometimes hinder you, though, when you realise you have got an open goal, basically, to head home?
I think today it nearly did. I think possibly because obviously I hadn't scored for a while as the ball's coming across, and I did have a lot of time. You know, I wouldn't say there were an element of doubt, but you do start thinking about it. And I always say the same thing: as a forward, you want to be instinctive. So with a lot of time, it can, you know, hinder you, I suppose. But no, to get my head on it solidly and see it go in, I were happy enough.
And a great set piece from Stuart Fleetwood, your strike partner, who's been finding goals. He put in a superb cross for you.
Yeah, and I think he set my goal against Gateshead as well. You know, that's the thing with Stuart, is the way that he plays on the shoulder. He's always going to get in behind and things like that, and he'll create chances. But yeah, we've had him on set pieces, and he put some great corners in, and today I was just happy to be on the end of his free kick.
After last season with scoring so many goals for Gateshead, it must be slightly difficult for you to be watching on from the sidelines and eager to show the manager what you can do, and you've done that again today. How important is that for you personally?
Well, I think when I first came, I did say that, you know, scoring all those goals last year doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be exactly the same this season. You know, we play a different system, we play different players. You know, I'm playing a different role this year than I were last year when I am on the pitch. But yeah, you know, like I always say, when you're playing, you want to score as many goals, give the manager food for thought and get yourself in the starting lineup, because when you do play more minutes, inevitably you get more chances to score goals, and that's kind of what happened last year. There were times when I possibly needed a rest, but I still got a chance in the 80th, 90th minute and scored, and you know, the goals mounted up. So yeah, obviously you want to score, you want to be on the pitch, you want to be playing, but this is a tight-knit group. This, you know, it's a great squad to be a part of, and it's a, you know, a squad with great ability, and you know, we all genuinely believe that we're in it together to win this league, no matter who plays, no matter who scores. And I think that's shown again today and over the last few weeks when we've been losing and the team's been changed and we've come on and won again. And then today, you know, we've had to take Scott off at half time, I've come on and scored. You know, we've got class in abundance really in a changing room, so you know, I don't really mind who does it, just as long as we win games.
It was a great performance all round the pitch today from Luton, making it 3 wins out of 3. The first goal was a little fortuitous. As a striker, Andre's claiming it, as a teammate looking on, then as a commentator, we all think perhaps the goalkeeper's got an OG there.
Well, I've got forward union on my side, so I would say that it's Andre's. If that ball's travelling on target and the keeper's got a touch on it, doesn't matter where he's shot from or where he's crossed it from. If it's on target and it's going and the keeper's or anybody gets a touch on it, it's your goal for me. But, you know, again, Andre's dangerous. You know, he gets that pace, he gets his head down and he can take anybody on. Sometimes when he lifts his foot, you don't know where the ball's going to go. Today it worked out for us.
And then, obviously, second half you've scored, but there was a bit of a nervous towards the end of the game with the goal back from Lincoln, put defence under pressure. But we're talking about the lone players that have come in, Connor and Simon, and solid at the back once again.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, the manager and everybody else says, you know, that's the kind of thing we needed. We needed people that were going to come in, and you know, if they're going to take place of people like Janos and Dean Beckwith, you know, they need to show the worth. They've got to be strong in the air, put the foot through when they need to, and be solid on the floor. And, you know, it's what they've done. We did have a nervous spell and we put ourselves under a little bit of pressure. But, you know, I think, again, you know, the mentality in the change room is die for the cause. And when crosses are coming in and throw-ins are coming in, the sticking pressure on you, if you're all grouped together and clear your lines, got a great chance of winning games.
And how much did the fans that were here, 864 of them, help you through for yourself the second half, but for the team all 90 minutes tonight?
You know, a lot of people do, obviously, you know, before you come to Luton, there's a lot of, you know, the fans are this, the fans are the other, you know, they're hard to please and they get on your back. You know, I haven't seen it yet, to be honest with you. You know, especially the away support, you know, they come, they never stop shouting, they never, you know, get on your back. And, you know, I'm sure it puts home teams under pressure when the away fans are out cheering the home fans. For us, it's just a great lift. And, you know, again, when you're all under pressure and you know you've got them all helping you and behind you, you know, it's a great feeling.
And with 2 home games coming up now after 3 victories in a row, must be good morale in the dressing room and everybody's buzzing for getting back on the pitch at Kenilworth Road.
Yeah, you want to go on a run. The past has shown in this league, the team that goes on a long run inevitably runs away with it, because people get beat week in, week out by the people in around them, by the bottom.